And now, letters.
Letters.
Letters. Letters to Flash.
Hey, neat music.
And greetings, air checkers around the world. It's Letters to Flash, magnetically encoded responses to your queries and ponderings about radio's most amazing continuing personality, Flash Frisbone.
Hi there, and thanks for the neat introduction.
Well, I was only reading it.
I thought you were my friend.
Well, that's what they pay me for.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, everybody. It's me, Flash, and here we are with Letters to Flash.
Right you are, Flash. And, hey, we've got a big bag full of mail here.
Oh, it's
been just kind of waiting to be answered. And here's one. Oh, this one is, this one's 3 months old.
Been sitting in the bag all that time?
Well, no, we just got this one yesterday.
Oh, must have been delayed in the mail.
Okay, all right, let's see. It's from Hillary Sackbutt of Boston, Massachusetts, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
Haven't heard from you since the Q-Bummer episode.
Uh-huh.
And this is a two-parter, Flash. We have two questions.
Yeah.
Number one, uh-huh. Did you die?
Yeah.
And number two,
uh-huh.
What was in those pills you ate?
Okay, I did not die. I got really sick, but I didn't die. And what was in the pills? I don't know what was in the pills. What's the next letter?
Okay, let's see. This one is... No, this one's addressed to Wheat Checks.
Oh.
Okay, damaged and mailed by the U.S. Postal Service. Can't quite read that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Here's one. This is from Murray the Q from Sprocket Wrench, Saskatchewan, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
was that a
loved your Canadian episodes.
Uh-huh.
And Murray wants to know if you think that any other station will pick up the WAP, that's the weather-oriented pop format, now that disco is really dead.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? Huh?
I don't know. Well, it's Letters to Flash, you know. You're supposed to be able to answer some of these.
Next.
Okay, let's try this one. This one got here in one piece, International Airmail.
Oh.
It's from Leary O'Derry
uh-huh.
of Syrup on Toast, England.
Uh-huh.
PCX 30YJ2X.
I love those British zip codes.
63BQ.
Okay, what does
he writes,
say?
Leary O'Derry, writes,
uh-huh.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
I was wondering what happened when the pirate ship sank the radio sieve,
uh-huh.
and what happened after that, because it never was finished.
That's a terrible imitation.
Well, hey, you know, I can't do a British accent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
So, Flash, what exactly did happen with radio sieve, anyway?
Well, it's like this.
As our hero narrowly escapes drowning, he watches the gallant radio ship sink picturesquely into the briny deep. As the tower slips along with the rest of the ship into Davy Jones' locker, we join the radio ace in this historic flashback.
Oh, I get it. Flashback. That's pretty good. Boy, talk about your historical broadcast. Gosh. I sure am lucky that the mermaid on the front of the boat is made out of balsa wood. She sure floats nice. I'll just kind of keep clinging on here. Well, I shouldn't be here too long. I mean, you know, I'm sure somebody heard my SOS. It was five dots, four dashes, and five dots. Was that supposed to be three dots and five dashes? Well, heck. no need to worry. I'm sure that the radio ship company owners will come and save me. I mean, you know, they seem like real nice fellas. Sure is wet here.
Hours pass. Our hero bides his time, waiting for the ship's owners, by humming a happy tune.
16 men on a dead man's chest.
Of course, he might have been worried if he knew that the ship's owners had been arrested for violating the Marine Radio Offenses Act, and they denied having anything whatever to do with Radio Civ, which anyway, even if they did, they said was fully automated. Our hero, meanwhile, waits.
Boy, I sure am hungry. Well, there must be something around here to eat. Hey, there's some seaweed. I'll just grab some here. Tastes just like spinach.
The hours turn to days. The days turn to weeks. And the weeks...
Hey, wait a minute here!
Well, anyway, our hero, thinner, weaker, waits and waits and waits until suddenly he spies... Land ho!
Land ho! Skirting down the van sails! Mini sap the Zubaroobs or whatever! Hey, it's land! It's an island! Hey, there must be people on it! I can hear music! I can hear me! No way I'm going there! No way! No way! Come on! Paddle away!
Using up the very last of his strength, paddling away from the mysterious island, our hero, floating Flash Frisbone, finds himself ready to give up. Weakened beyond belief, in horrible agony, he notices that the ship's figurine to which he has been clinging is becoming waterlogged.
Hey, who dreams this stuff up anyway?
It looks like the end for our hero.
If I get out of this, I'm gonna get a real job. I'm gonna quit this broadcast and stuff. It ain't worth it. Hey, what's that? What's that I hear? What's that? What?
It's the KMPC traffic copter. Blown south of its course, in an amazing coincidence, the copter finds itself hovering right over our hero. Chuck Fred, KMPC traffic reporter, throws Flash a life preserver. And soon, the soaking wet radio ace is hauled into the copter cabin, where he renews his old acquaintances.
Hey, Flash, it's really great to see you again.
Boy, I'll say.
Oh, boy.
What? Hey, Chuck, I love your reports.
Hey, that's just great, Flash.
This is my lucky day.
There's a copy of Radio and Records in the back, if you want to read it.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
It's about time for my report now.
Hey, let's see if there's a job in here.
Hey, Flash, it's great to see
you. Great to see you too, Chuck.
And there you have it, friends. The true story of how our hero, Flash Frisbone, was miraculously saved from the sinking of Radio Civ. In answer to another letter to Flash.
Boy, that sure brings back a lot of memories. Hey, you got any other letters I can answer here on the show today before we give it back to what's-his-name?
Well, I've been looking through the letters here, Flash, but the rest of them are pretty much all the same. They want to know, Dear Flash, are you ever going to renew your episodes on the Air Check Factory so we have something to look forward to besides just listening to great air checks? I don't know.
Letters to Flash was produced and recorded at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script, dialogue, and special visual effects by Gary Bourgeois. Additional material, as well as prodding and cajoling by Tom Conard. This is your announcer speaking, saying, keep those cards and letters coming, folks.